Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of Two Besties on a Couch. I am Titiana.
Hey, I am Ashley. We're going to go ahead and say our names. We are still practicing our pod names, okay? You can call me Fox.
Yes,
you can. I'm going to go by that.
I love Fox. I think that's so
okay,
like.
So I'm going to go by Fox. This is Sulan, okay?
Yes.
So if you want to comment to the short reel, that would be nice to just go
just
our
like,
new names.
Yes, respect the name. See me in public.
Yep.
Call me by my real name. We seen one of our friends. I called her by her real name. She said, hey, hey, hey. I'm like, I fucking feel that.
You know,
I
for
respect
real.
That. She was like, don't call me that. But you guys, we are back and we are better than ever. And I am just so excited to be here today. And today we are just chilling and it's a really good day. We have a lot of fun shit we're going to get into today. I'm excited about today's episode.
I don't know. It's cold outside, y'all. The wind is brisk. But we about to get a little warmed up. We have shots.
We do have shots.
Shout out to our sponsor, Shadow.
Shout out Tequila.
Yes. We saw you out there having fun. CEO, Mr. CEO of Shadow, Jasper. Send us some more bottles, okay? And y'all too,
y'all comment
y'all
under.
Y'all go buy some more bottles.
Y'all buy some more bottles, but go comment. Please go comment under Shadow Tequila and say give Two Besties on a Couch tag us and say give them more bottles.
For real. We need more bottles.
We really need more bottles. Y'all go comment.
From our sponsor.
Yes.
Who is booked and busy.
Booked and busy.
So, yeah, let's catch up. What's been going on, friend?
Nothing much, honestly. I miss my therapy session. I miss that. It really sucks. I have to get better at that, you guys. I need to get better at organization.
I know my girl was probably like, yes, a nice little Saturday. Don't got to worry about talking to that girl.
It was Friday.
Oh,
she
shit.
Said, better enjoy my Friday night.
Mm.
No answer. Charge. No, I'm kidding. But no, I missed that session. Honestly, this week has been cool. Nothing's really been different. Gym, like, I don't know. I kind of been slacking, but. Not at the gym, but like just lacking overall to get to the goals I want. I'm telling y'all, bulking is just so freaking difficult. But this week, yeah. I'm going to do better. I'm going to go grocery shopping. I'm going to cook all week. Because summer is right around the corner. Summer is like
summer
right
is
there.
Damn near here. Because I think next, we went from 60-something to 70 to dipping back down. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be in 85.
So. I've seen that. I'm ready for my pool to open back up. I'm so ready for my pool to open back
up. Do you swim?
Me and Benny, yeah, we go in there a lot. Me and Benny does, but a lot of times he does.
Do you get in the pool?
Yeah, with him.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I do. I like getting in there with him.
Oh, that's
especially, right. I remember last year, we didn't have him. I had Drasana come over and we smoked weed with my neighbor.
Oh, at the pool?
Yeah, they're like, you want to hit it? I'm like, you know what? I do. I really do. I was in there floating. So I was like, you look higher than a bitch. I was sitting there just floating. She was like, yeah. But it's a really good time over there. So I'm excited. Yeah, but I do get in with them sometimes. And then sometimes, like, if his friends are in there, if it's a lot of kids, I'm not getting in.
No, I don't blame you. Don't be getting in the pool with my hair, which is not done right now. But it's okay.
But this is a good time to get in the pool.
Is it?
Yeah, because if you're here, no, I'm not saying the weather, but I'm saying when your hair is not done, that's the perfect time, I feel like, to get in the pool. But that's why I say you can't get in with the kids are getting in because they will like.
Oh,
they're
gonna, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't do that either. I put it like up in a claw clip or whatever. But when it's like me and him or the adults are out there, it's pretty more calm. But you know, when the kids is out there and they're playing around, I'm not going to get in because I already know y'all are going to be splashing. You know what I mean? I'm not getting mad at you, but I'm just not going to get in.
I'm not really a swimmer, guys. Sorry.
But she knows how to swim. You're just not, you don't be getting in the pool.
So. I don't get in the pool. But yeah, let's see. My catch up. I got a gym membership.
I love that.
And I know the last episode, another episode, we're talking about like getting back on routine and schedule. So I'm like working that in. I was super proud of myself. This gym has like yoga sessions and stuff. The girl be moving kind of fast. Like I'm used to, if I do yoga, I'm used to like having an actual yoga studio. So where it's like the yoga instructors have the nice yoga voices. They're soft or something like that. But no, I like this one because they do it late. And even though my favorite yoga instructor, Touch Grass Yoga, shout out to her. She has classes like the Y and stuff, but I don't have a membership there. So, and I feel like the other times just don't match up with my schedule, sadly. But I'm going to go to another one of hers one day.
Yeah. My gym does that too. Like we have yoga, we have Pilates. That's what I really like about my gym because then Pilates memberships without the other Pilates places without my gym membership, they're expensive as hell. I say, oh no, ma'am. I'll go to my gym.
Pilates. They got good people at that gym too.
They do. My yoga teacher, she be trying to put me on this this ex-athlete. I said ex-athlete. He used to play. I guess he's retired. I've been waving at the wrong nigga at the gym the whole time.
Oh.
I swear, y'all, she tried to put me on this guy. She was like, I was like, I'm not interested or whatever because, you know, I'm not dating right now. And so she was like, no, y'all just be friends or whatever. So I'm thinking it's this other guy. So I'm just being nice. I just wave when I see him at the gym. And then I looked one time and I said, that's not that man. I looked, he waved at me. He was going into the yoga class. I said, I've been waving to the wrong man the whole time.
Oh, so you like saw him. Did he like, he had like a football player like physique or a basketball? What was he?
He was a football player. I don't know. They all build different. The football players be build different. He's big. He is like tall and buff or whatever. But I just really thought he was this other man. That other man just been waving at me. He'd be like, oh, hey. I didn't know. I was like, this is a whole new nigga. I was like, oh my God. I still speak to him though. But it's like, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, he has a big build. He's never said anything to me though. But I'm like, honestly, he ain't been catching me. I haven't been really going to my yoga classes or whatever. But I did just see him Friday and he waved. I said, wow, you are a hoe. I thought you was the other guy that I've been talking to. And it makes more sense because the other guy is not built like him whatsoever.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he hasn't said anything. It's cool. But it's just funny that she tried to pin me on him.
How many dudes y'all got in y'all's yoga classes or Pilates class?
My Pilates class, it's not too many. It's like an older man. He comes in with his wife. I think they're the cutest thing. They're a black couple. I love that.
That's really cute.
And so it's him. But then in yoga, it's a lot of men. Because men be...
Really?
Yes. Because like for real, they have to stretch. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of athletes too. We have a lot of
older. I feel like it's different. I wonder if it's because it's Clarksville too.
Probably.
Because like the military base and stuff. I feel like in Nashville, when I was doing yoga at the main yoga spot, it'd probably always be like maybe 2 or 3 men max. That's it. Even the gym that I just started at, there's like one other guy.
Dang. He's older. It's sexy to keep up with your body.
That gym is different though, Tachi Toma.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cause I feel like honestly, it's like very attractive to like keep up with yourself. Or like
it really is.
To even get your stretching on. Because honestly, who wants to walk around with a damn hunchback?
Yeah.
Cause that's what she always says. She's like, we're in here. Because she was like, I don't want any of us walking around. Because she's old as hell. I'm not going to lie. I love her to death. But she is super old. But she was like, I don't want nobody to be walking around looking at the ground at that age. She's like, all you're going to be doing is looking at your feet. And she was like, it's uncomfortable. It's not.
Because like, have y'all seen like men that are like super like athletic in their late age? Like I met this one man that's almost 40. He's fine as hell.
Yeah.
And he does like a bunch of, what's it called? It's something, man, where they do like the swimming, the biking.
Oh, that's super dope. Yeah. I don't know exactly what that's called. Yeah.
But I said, yeah, you go.
How important is somebody like working out to you, like your partner? Is it a necessary or no? Is it a deal breaker or not really?
I don't know if it's a deal breaker for me, but I mean, I feel like naturally it would kind of happen because I go to the gym and, you know, just kind of work out there. I feel like the men that I've talked to have always been typically active. Already kind of pretty active. So yeah,
I would
one
say
one way or another, either swimming or something like that.
I think swimming is like a really good one, especially if you're black. Too. I don't know why. It's like super dope. You want to go swimming. That's like super cool. No, I have dated guys that aren't into the gym. I mean, it doesn't bother me, but I think now like where I'm going in life, I definitely want you to because I like to do like new shit.
Have you seen that one meme? And it was like the closer you get to 30 or in your 30s, everybody just starts running.
Oh, wow.
That's so true. Like, I feel like I've been asked to go to this run club several times. I'm like, damn, when did everybody just start running? I don't like running. I know I'm tall. My legs are long. But I never have liked running, y'all. I'm sorry. I grew up with really bad asthma. And I remember in high school, my English teacher was a coach of the basketball team. I never played. I was not athletic, y'all. One, my parents never paid for any extracurricular activities. That's why I did all shit in school while it was for free. But she was like, oh, I'll give you extra credit if you do the little tryout thing. I forgot what it's called for the basketball team. Bruh, like we ran around the building. A bitch is already wheezing. And they're like, we got to run to the track. The track was far as fuck from the school. And I'm the last person running. I passed out. I just woke up. Like, I swear, I did one lap and I opened my eyes and I was on the ground. I passed out, y'all. That's why I don't run.
I'm not a runner, but this is funny. Because one time in high school, I tried to play soccer. I just thought it was going to be easy. And I remember the coach was like, you could, like, she took us outside. She was like, you have to run. All of our schools were, like, connected. So it's weird. So in Clarksville, how they do it is, like, it'd be, like, a West Creek Elementary, a West Creek Middle, and a West Creek High. And they're all in the same. She was like, run all the way down to the elementary school. Bitch, I ran in the car. They're like, Tati, where you going, bitch? Out of here. Out of here. Run. Run. It was funny. They were running past me. It won't be soccer. It will not be soccer. Okay. Baby, she had me fucked up. They started running to the car, running. I was like, yeah. See you tomorrow in school. Like, what the fuck? I was like, yeah, tripping. That last tryout I went to, I said, you know. But one thing, I'm not going to run. I hate when they be like, when people say, I'm like, I'm not a runner. Like, I worked out and they be like, you should join running. And I'm like, I'm not a runner. They're like, you can be. I know what I can be.
Right? No, I know I can be. I know I can. I don't want to.
I'm not going to.
There's so many other forms of cardio, y'all. Like, I like to jump rope. When I like did like too. A model diet or whatever one time when I was like trying to get signed to an agency, it was crazy as hell. All them bitches do is jump rope, okay? If you look on YouTube, like some of the top ones, like Jasmine Tooks or whatever, some of those models, they be jumping the fuck out that rope.
Yeah. And that was me. I was like, yeah, the jump rope is cool to me. A HIIT class is cool to me. But even, you know, it's crazy. And I know y'all are going to be like in their comments going crazy. But my teachers, my Pilates teacher and them, they do not agree with running. They say it's too bad on your knees. And they're all older now. I go to a class with a lot of older people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of men in there, they used to be runners. Mm. And they have a lot of knee surgery and stuff like that. So they even say it. The wives, they're like, don't do it. Like one of the lady, like her husband was a runner. And she was like, don't do it. Yeah. She was saying, she's like, don't do it. Cause my husband did it. And she was like, we had countless surgeries. She was like, it may be good for you. She was like, but over time, it puts a lot of wear and tear on the body. Too.
Like, honestly, it really does.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to like.
For our runners, make sure you're taking them vitamins, oiling up them bones, you know, inside of yourself.
Yeah, I don't know.
So the knees can last a long time.
You don't want that shit to be like, you fucking your girls. That ain't the bed. The knees.
What is it? Shannon Sharp, they were talking about him getting out the car. They're like, he done had a hip replacement.
They did say that. Somebody was like, he had a hip replacement.
Of course, he's an athlete, but still, like, it's like wear and tear on the body.
It is. So just be careful out there.
Take it easy.
Talking about some wear and tear, we have a game to play with you guys.
I'm gonna wear and tear this damn liver down. I'm so scared, y'all. I have not. I'm looking at these shots. I'm like, I have not taken this many shots in so long. Not that I'm taking.
Well, yeah, because
we don't see.
Yes, the game, it's called Tell the Story or Take a Shot. So either we're going to read these. We don't know what they say. Well, we know what they say, but we don't know what order they're going to be in. And either we can answer the question or we're going to have to take the shot. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. You want me to go first?
I might be lit.
I feel like
I am not an open book, y'all. So.
Y'all know I don't give a damn. How many niggas have you let put a thumb in your butt? I want to say two. I remember one time when I first ever tried anal, me and one of my boyfriends, we were younger, and I was on my period, because back then I didn't have sex on my period. Now, you know, you can, shit, period who? Period poo? Like, bitch, I'm going. But I didn't do that back then. So me and him, I would never forget it. We were laying on the floor, because we were like, okay, it may be like a mess. I'm on my period. Let's try to like have sex on the floor or whatever. He's like, let's just do it in your butt, because like you're on your period, and we were just super horny. And I was like, okay. Not knowing what we were doing, no lube, nothing. So he just put his thumb in, but was like, we were just so warm. But it was wet, but it just like, in order for you to have sex in your ass, you need lube. Like, there's no way. And then it was just funny because after we were done, after we tried and it was like, we were like, let's just stop. But it was funny because we were like, damn, we were really horny. That's nasty. Why were we trying to do it in the butt? Because we were young, you know, we were like, ew, like nasty. Like, but yeah, probably two niggas pimped because that time.
Yeah.
And then
okay.
I like a little thumb in the butt though. It just, a dick can't go in it because it's just painful.
Oh my gosh. I'm not. Oh my gosh.
What is it? Because I'm weak.
It's not even that crazy though. A time you had to pay for a date when you were asked out. Yeah, that's sad.
Ooh, tell them the car story.
The car story. What car story?
When you went out on a date with somebody, they were like, can you drop me off?
Oh my my God. Y'all, see, this is why you should do shit with intention, okay? I was bored, okay? I was like, oh, this guy had been, like, hitting me up or whatever to hang out and shit. And he's like, let's get some food. And I finally was like, sure, you know, let's do it. And we went to this little, I don't know, little spot. This little hot spot or whatever. It was good or whatever. But, like, I was there first. And I waited like 30 minutes for him to pull up. And I wasn't really pressed because I was like, I'm not interested in this man for real. But it was just like really solidified. Like, okay, this is definitely the homie for sure. But he pulled up, right? And the nigga's on his phone the entire time. And I'm like, are you good? Like, you know, is it an emergency? Because I'm like, at this point, I'm just like, I don't even like being on my phone a lot anyways. Like screen time, I'd be trying to kill it. But I'm talking about he was in his phone the entire time. From the moment he walked in and sat down, late as fuck, got his food. And then he was like, yeah, I'm doing a order for something dumb. Ordering somebody groceries. I'm like, you didn't want to do this before, whatever. So literally was silence. And then so I thought I was going to pay. Honestly, I was cool. You know, I always come ready to pay because you just never know when it's time to leave. And really, I enjoy the food. But. He ended up paying, but then he was like, do you want to do something else after? I'm like, no, not really. I'm about to head home. You know what I'm saying? You know, thank you, though. And he goes, can you drop me off? And I'm like, how the fuck you get here? Like, what the fuck? So I shouldn't have felt bad, but it's like on the moment in the spot, I was just like, sure, whatever. Like, where are you going or whatever? He's like, oh, let's get a drink for this one spot. And he, let's see my homie real quick first. I'm like, okay, cool. So we pull up to another bar. I'm like, cause I need a fucking drink at this point and get a little drink. He doesn't get a drink. And then so after that, I'm like, okay, like, where are you trying to go? And he's like, drop me off at this club. So I did. And that was it. Never saw that man again. I see him out and I'm like, what's up, homie? You know what I mean? Like, just.
That is too funny, you guys. I'm sorry. That
cracks me up. I honestly forgot about that shit. I really will bury in memory so fucking quick. That shit's embarrassing.
That shit's funny. I love that. I was cracking up. Because she had, the reason why I laughed so hard, y'all, because she had no fucking business being on the date. I was like, friend. I had
zero.
She was like, I'm bored. I'm like, friend. Like, she had zero business being on this date. And that's why it's so funny, because it's like, it just showed us exactly what I was expecting. And he
Real. It's crazy because I entertain myself a lot. I go to so many places by myself. But this one time, I was like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Let's get some food. Like, let me hit up this nigga.
That is too
hell funny. No. Instantly show me why I never be doing exactly. That shit.
It says, would you rather suck toes or eat ass? I've never sucked toes. I know I've done a lot of shit. Easy. I've never ate ass either. Easy. I feel like if I'm fucking him and I'm in reverse cowgirl and then like I bend over and like suck your toes, I probably could do that. But I'll eat ass too. I'm not scared. I just never had the chance to do it because everybody be acting like they so stingy with the booty hole. These niggas are scared.
I know people are like, damn, them bitches always talking about ass.
I know. The niggas probably like, bruh.
Why you want to be in a nigga booty hole so bad?
I don't know. I just want to see what's back there. Like, what's going on? You know, make sure it's waxed, though. Like, get it waxed. And I only fuck with clean niggas, so I'm not scared about dirtiness.
Manicured men.
Yeah, so I'm not scared about you're going to be dirty, but I just want to see if you're going to like it. Maybe I'll like it. I don't know. So, yeah. Y'all know I'll do both.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
We ain't take a shot once.
Doing good. If you were to be in a polyamorous relationship, so polyamorous, yeah, I guess that's right. Who is someone you know in real life that would be your sister wife? My sister wife? I'm trying to think who I'd be like, damn, she's fine. There's this one girl who has green eyes and she would come to Flamingo all the time. She's so pretty and she's also tall and thick. And she, like, I noticed it was a couple weeks ago, she did like a little product review or whatever. And I'm like, we have same interests. So yeah, I feel like that would be my sister wife in real life. Like I would mess around with a girl like that.
That's crazy.
I feel like she would be my type
of girl.
You know, my type of girl. She's like kind of feminine. She has a dog. She just looks so like sweet and homely. She looks like she can cook really nice. So
I don't know if I have that. I would. Do y'all know?
I don't know her name, though.
It's this girl. Her name is like Violet or something like that. No, it's not. I don't know. She's a porn star. That would be my sister's wife. She's she's one of my favorite porn stars. She thick as hell.
Yeah, the girl I'm talking about is thick too. Tail.
What's her name? It's
like want to see ass, you know, like bouncing.
Yeah, me too. Do you know her? Viola, or is it like Violet? She's like Hispanic.
You're putting Brennan on the spot.
I'm just saying, like, you know that one porn star? I feel like
Myers, ain't it?
Yes!
I know! I know what the fuck you're talking about.
I know some niggas, they be like, what? She's not that, like, I don't know. My girl, she do a good job.
No, she's epic.
She is. She go crazy, girl. Call me. Okay, what's the most embarrassing thing you have ever done behind a man? Ooh. I feel like I don't really do embarrassing things, but one time one of my niggas was getting twerked on at the club.
Did you crash out?
What'd you do?
I got super pissed. So I'm like seeing him.
Where were you at? Were you like in the cut, like peeping like a little cartoon? Like,
honestly, I think I just like turned up.
You just
up
like locked in and a bitch is throwing ass on your nigga?
Yeah. Well, it's crazy because y'all, I feel like I was just, this nigga ain't shit. Because it's like, what the fuck? We're in the same party together. Like, what are you doing? And I think I just happened to
was
glance
he enjoying
over.
It? Like, what was he doing?
Hell yeah! Hell yeah, he was enjoying it. He said, God, he was, yes! What's that? No. Ran up. I was like, And then we got into a big argument over that. And then it's funny because we both apologized at the end. I'm like, bitch, why was I apologizing? But I apologized, one, because I do fuck with the girl. I know the girl. It was not, like, nothing like that. But I know the girl. And then him. I was just like, I should have danced on you instead of making it a scene.
Oh, I should have just like changed like the situation.
I should have just like been like, "Hey," but I should have moved her out the way and started dancing. I shouldn't have ripped him.
That's so much different from what I would have.
But no, I'm saying I should have done that. But I came up and I ripped his ass up from dancing with her. I said, "What the fuck are you doing? I mean, fucked up." But it's like I shouldn't have did that. And that honestly, it was real cool. And it's like
that's
I like
really
the girl.
A cute way to do it because I would me. I'm a peep you, and I'm gonna go to the bar and like talk to another nigga.
See, the adrenaline wasn't thinking that. I turned around. Bitch, I'm in here with my friends. Imagine
you want to take a shot, like you know what I mean. Yeah, have a little nice combo. Took me a shot, and I would have left.
I should have cheated on a lot of niggas. But I was sitting here, like, say me and you talking, we're like, oh my god, and then you just turn your head and you see your nigga getting twerked on. And you know, back then, like I'm still small, so back then, bitch, I said, no, and I ran up. And honestly, but I like her though. Like I like the girl, so
yeah.
But yeah, I said, no. And then we both apologized at the end of the night. Awkward. I don't know what I was apologizing. Yeah. That was embarrassing. I don't hear embarrassing.
I guess we just going to be taking these shots later on during the after show.
Yeah.
Talk about a time you hit someone up just to pay for your meal.
Oh! I think I'll take a shot. Because what the fuck? I mean, that's
it's
your question.
It's not even
anyway.
A broke bitch shit. It was just for fun. Because. Yeah.
How much was the bill?
Let's do a shot.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a shot.
You ain't gonna say how much the bill was? Nothing.
Because yeah. Tommy coming with me.
I've been doing some shit on my own. That's why I'm like, I'll just take
a shot. We're gonna go to a steakhouse and have a time. Run it up. But no, what was the, probably like, I'm trying to think, what's a high bill that I like hit somebody up for? And I'm not even that type of person, I promise, but.
I really don't know that one because I'm.
I really
don't
be looking at the bill to be real. But at one time, like,
but I don't
we were just
to
talking
run
about
pockets.
It.
We always say this though. Yeah, we never don't. Try to run pockets. And another thing is, we always read the room.
Yeah, true.
I hate when people are like, some women, you know, like, are she going out and she going to get this paid for and she want X, Y, and Z? I'm not going out with any. I've never went out with any man and ordered. What that girl did with
everything,
the
like
what that girl
on.
Did with
all
the
oysters.
Oysters. I would never do something like that ever in my life. You know what
it
I'm
wasn't
saying?
Even on that, it was like.
I'm giving you the company and you paying. It's like, it's a
it was really
trade.
Like a good friend of ours that just, you know, always down there, like spend some money and have a good little time. So we know that man always be ready to have a good time. He be bored. So we're like, fuck it, I'm hungry. I want to eat something good. Well, I'm gonna say I did. But
no,
I always bring my homegirl, of course. Like my bestie's always fucking coming.
And we always split bread for sure. We're that type of friend.
I mean, we order the whole thing, like drinks.
But we do that anyway.
We do. Like that's our norm.
That's what I'm saying.
So I don't really know. Like, honestly.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, what I'm trying
It's really the standard.
Right? Yeah, let me explain. Like, we're going to, if me and her are out to eat, we order an appetizer. Even with me and my sister, all of us, we order drinks. We order appetizer. If we want a dessert, we're going to get a dessert. And we order an entree. So it's like, we do the same thing when we go out with our friends that want to pay.
Or just us two, so.
Exactly. And it's like, if we go on dates, trust me, we read the room and we know you can't afford it. I'm going to just be honest. We're not going to get an appetizer. We're just getting one thing and then maybe go on a lunch special. Because I'm not here to break anyone's pockets whatsoever. But sometimes I can read the room and a lot of people, and it's okay, we're in a recession. But a lot of people can't afford what they think they can afford.
No, real talk. It's never been on that, though. That's why I don't understand why girls be like taking it to the top. And
I'm not
confused,
doing that.
Like, did you?
And we really don't even like, I'm not even going with you to a steakhouse, to be honest, because it's like, I don't know. We really don't do too much of steakhouses.
Yeah, I'm
it's
not really a steak eater anyways. But yeah, it's like an I'm every blue moon type of thing, though. So that's what it was really
and
on.
It's like
it was
a catch up.
Like
we're
fun.
All friends. It's like a catch up. It's like, that's why I say it's like, it's an even exchange. You're getting company and we're doing that. So I don't look at it in that type of way. But
yeah.
You know?
Right.
Say your favorite sex partner's IG name. I'm gonna take a shot. It's my ex, but I'm gonna take a shot. Cause I don't know his IG handle. I would say it, but I don't know it.
Mm, she was real smooth with that.
I don't know, but I'll take
mine.
A shot.
I just wanna take a shot with you. Okay. This is boring. Like, why the fuck we answering all the questions?
I'm ready laughing. Why am I feeling it from that one little shot?
These glasses are so cute. I saw Issa Rae did an interview, I want to say, with Cosmopolitan on YouTube, and I was like, I gotta have those. So I got them.
Yeah, no, we Issa. We love. Okay. Woo! Two shots in. I'm feeling it.
I am too.
Woo! This is a good episode.
Good as fuck, though. This tequila is so fucking good. Jasper, you did your motherfucking thing with
you
that.
Did you did your big
sister.
One with that one. I know that's for right.
Talk about a time when your main nigga caught you with your sneaky link.
Oh, God damn it, Bobby. That's, we're talking about the questions. Girl, like, this is getting boring. Like, there's the good questions. Man, fuck.
I mean, I've never been, like, I'm not a cheater.
So, wait, what does it say? Can you reread it?
Is it talk about a time your main nigga caught you with your sneaky link?
Caught you? What does that mean? Does it mean caught in the act or caught overall?
Here we go.
I don't know. Get caught up. I'm
gonna just take a shot.
You being crazy because you. When you want to dodge the accountability? Let's do a shot.
Let's do a shot. I'm gonna just take.
All
a
right,
shot.
There it is. That's all of them. Why did we take all the shots?
Just do a half of a shot. Because what is that other one?
I don't know. We don't have to do all of them. All the questions.
I'm trying to figure out why you started trying to get technical with the questions.
I didn't know.
That's the same thing we be saying. Yeah, I mean, I didn't think it was.
You want to move to the next topic?
Yeah. Because these are cute. I love these. Tell us a time you got flown out. Okay, yeah, we can just move on to the next topic. We're running out of liquor. Y'all, I really hope you enjoyed that.
Oh. Next topic, next segment. Y'all, have y'all ever heard of this podcast called The Read? That's like one of my first podcasts I ever started listening to consistently. They're funny as fuck, and they had somebody write in a letter to them.
Oh my god!
And I'm like, I feel like I'm not even retell it as well as they did. But this guy had been like crushing on this girl that lives in the same apartment complex as him, and so she finally like talked to him one day in the elevator, and he got her number. And then fast forward, he was at the grocery store and he saw her. So he like hurried up, checked this shit out or whatever. And like, you know, was talking to her. And I think it was like, he only had a couple things that he bought and she had more stuff. And so he said they both had just left the gym and he had his gym bag. And so did she. And it was raining outside too. So, she asked him, she's like, oh, can you help me with some of my bags? And he was like, well, I got my own bags and plus my heavy gym bag. And then
and his umbrella.
But he said he did say he did not have as many bags as her.
Yeah. Keep that in mind. And so then apparently they were living within walking distance from the grocery store. So they were walking back to the apartment complex and she's struggling with the bags and shit. And the man didn't even help her for real at all. And then so she had to ask him, can you at least open up the door, you know, fob it in real quick. So he fobbed her in and was like, see, you didn't need no help. You really didn't need my help. And then he also mentioned how she goes to the gym. So she was strong enough to, like, you know what I'm saying, carry her own fucking bags.
He did say that at the beginning. Yeah, he was like, she's strong enough because she goes to the gym. So let's talk about it. Let's get into it. I think.
And she got in the elevator.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah, you weren't done.
She said something. What did she say? She was like.
Because he kept asking her, why are you mad? Yeah. He was like, are you mad?
You're not mad because I didn't help you carry with your bags. Like, you know, I just figured you got it. And she was like, I do think that it was kind of fucked up. You didn't help me, basically.
Yeah, she said, I'm not mad.
And
she got in the motherfucking
elevator and let that shit close and said, you can take the next one up. I know, that's right, girl.
I mean, at that point, what are you helping me with? Why are you coming in my house? Like, and then he did state, she's not my girlfriend, so I was not going to do. Remember, he said that?
Yeah, he told her ass. He was like, I mean, that's like something that a boyfriend would do. So that's why I didn't help. That is.
So I want to talk about it. I think we should get into it. He said those are boyfriend duties and he was not a boyfriend. My first off rip, why'd you come over there? If you saw her checking out at the grocery store and you knew you didn't want to do any of the things, I'm not even saying pay for the groceries, but you knew you didn't want to pay for the groceries. You knew you didn't want to help her up. I just don't understand what was the purpose of you even
interacting.
You saw her in checkout and you ran over there quick as fuck.
Yeah.
But to be honest, it's like, what was the point of you doing that?
Right.
If you weren't going to do any of those things.
You weren't going to add on nothing to my day. Not even a good conversation. You couldn't even open up the door to fob us in. Bitch, nigga, fuck you.
And you kept poking at her by saying, like, you're mad. Like, he asked her about 3 times and it's raining outside and I'm carrying all of these things and you're not going to help me. And, like, to be honest, I go to the gym. I have a gym bag. You bitch ass nigga, ain't shit in that gym bag that's heavy. I'm going to be honest. Ain't shit in your gym
like,
bag that's heavy.
You are not carrying on the weights. Like,
the weights are at the gym. Real. What the fuck are you talking? That shit, honestly, that really pissed me off right there because he's like, my gym bag was heavy. Like, and then you had the audacity to have an umbrella. I would have said you bitch and walk away. Because that really would have pissed me off to flip the umbrella up and you did not help me. And like
y'all,
how he said.
Y'all a speed walker. I would have been.
And the way that I think what really irritated me as well is because he even states in there, he's like, I mean, I didn't have a lot of bags. She did have a lot of bags. That really irritated me because I've seen a nigga, my ex would carry every fucking grocery bag.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, he would literally wrap that shit up. He would be proud of that. He'd be like, I took it in one trip. You know, those little things where you take it in on one trip. He would love that. And it's crazy. It's like the audacity for you to even just come over to me. And you're, like you said, you're not adding anything to my day whatsoever.
What's the point? Like, I grew up with really tough love. My dad, I feel like, raised me like a boy. And he would be like, oh, you know, you're not always going to have us here, which is right. Your parents will not always be there for you, you know. So you, like, he's very, very tough love. So, like, everything's like, figure the shit out yourself. So I'm used to like carrying a lot of bags and shit, but I don't want to do that shit no more. And it reminded me of a time, I'll never forget, when I was moving out of this one apartment in college. And I was moving so much shit, bro. Like, this nigga was outside the pool and I had to walk past the pool to like load up my truck and shit. So he kept staring at me the whole time. He watched me struggle with all these boxes. The only person that helped me was my sister. I miss my girl so much. Oh my gosh.
R.I.P. Me too.
My sister. But she would always come through and help me move. But anywho, so I'm like coming down the steps or whatever. And this nigga, I watched me struggle to open up the door. I got boxes and shit in my hand. And then as I'm like walking back for the second round, he had the nerve to ask me for my number. I remember being so like, get the fuck out of my face. Like, no. Like, niggas is really pissing on Shivery's grave. Stop it. Like, what the fuck? Like, how do you expect to get a girlfriend? Like, or not even a girlfriend. Honestly, just common decency as a person. Even I, as a woman, if I see somebody struggling with a bunch of bags or something, I'm at least try to prop open the door for them or hold the elevator. Y'all motherfuckers is losing the plot because y'all are raising kids out here and we need to get it together.
What did, like 2 stories today, like even me today, it was crazy because it was this lady in line. She had a Corona on her chest. She had a Budweiser and some more shit in her hand, right? We were on the phone. She's like, you can go. Remember, I said, oh, no. She was like, my beer is over there. Because the lady that was working there, she was like, oh, my God, you're going to drop that Corona. Let me put it down. And when he's done, you come and step up and scan your stuff. It was one that was available. I said, no, ma'am. I grabbed her Corona. I put it over there for her. I said, you go before me. And you have a lot of shit in your hand. Right. Make it make sense. But I only had flowers. So she was like, you can go. But it's like, it's the littlest things of that nature.
It's literally always the small things. Where is human decency? Like, literally, like, people have, like, really stopped caring about each other as a whole.
I don't do that. And it's scary. Love it, bro. And then even with my son, like, if y'all are my close friends, you'll see my son. What he said? He's like, I'm going to take my girl.
That was so sweet.
I'm going to take my girl to Disneyland. He was like, because I raised my son. My son, one, he's seen his soon-to-be, whatever. He's seen his stepfather. How he treats me, my son knows how to treat a woman. I don't play that shit. Yeah. Like, I'm not here for that. And if you don't want to do that, then you're just not a match for me. We talk about this all the time. Is it a country thing or is it a man thing? If you want to be
Is it like something that men do in general?
Or are you do you want to provide or do you not? I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to fuck with the nigga that's providing. I don't give a fuck. And that's the craziest thing. People are so, we always talk about this. No one is looking at that. Nobody wants a wife anymore. Nobody even gives a fuck about 5 years from now. Everybody is so caught up into, oh, it's cool right now. This is just some pussy right now that I got. Or like, oh, I'm just sleeping with her right now. But nobody is literally dating for marriage anymore whatsoever. And I'm not dating right now. And I don't think the dating pool is trash whatsoever. Cause I feel like I got some good candidates in my little file, if I wanted to. In my little file. But it's like, I'm not fucking with you if you're not gonna do those things for me. I don't give a fuck if you think it's country or not. But listen, you got $1,000 pair of jeans on, but you can't buy a meal? My guy, please. Fuck out of here. Like, I'm so sorry.
Fuck out of here.
You worried about what the fuck so you got crazy. On, then taking care of your family is insane to me.
And that's crazy. That's not the first time I've seen that either.
Baby, I don't know what the fuck y'all be on, but baby, I'm not with that. And that's why I will rather be single and struggle on my own than be with a nigga that want to buy $1,000 pair of pants not buy me a one single meal. It's going to go both ways. I'm going to take care of you if you take care of me. And whatever way that is of you thinking that it is taking care of you, whether I'm picking up your dry cleaners, whether I'm buying you the $1,000 pair of pants.
That was a word. The necklace had to come off. Yeah,
exactly. Like, whether I'm buying you a $1,000 pair of pants because you're taking care of the household. I don't mind those things. I truly don't. But for you to say, I'm not going to carry up the groceries because you're not my girlfriend. What the fuck did you even come in my face for?
Like, how do you plan on dating? I don't understand how that's supposed to work. I will say, like, I'm trying to think of even me as a woman, like, it's a trigger for me when people, if a man asks me, like, do you know how to cook? I tell niggas no.
You know how to cook. It's funny because, wait, why this bitch? She did a whole cooking series on her channel, right? And you niggas started commenting saying, oh, wifey material. This bitch stopped posting the content. She said, I don't like that.
I like to cook shit for fun. I love making recipes. I love making cocktails. I love, like, I don't know. I feel like it's so fun, like, doing new shit all the time. Like, that's just me. But it irritates my soul. I don't know what it is about it. And nigga's like, ooh, you wifey material. Nigga, no, this is not for you. I just want you to let you know.
She literally stopped posting the content, which I'm pissed. I'm like, bitch, that was good. Like, whatever.
No, for real. I was making some good ass shit. And, like, she was. Even my ex, like, he loved to cook too. So, like, honestly, like, I didn't even cook
for these motherfuckers was making quiche. Bitch, what? I ain't never. Bitch, are we watching White Chicks? She was like, girl, I got this good quiche recipe.
Quiche, some feta sog. Like, oh my gosh, love making Indian food recipes. I'll make a pie. I love baking. Like, I love doing a lot of stuff. Feel like it's just no, this is not.
Don't look at me as your dreamy housewife because you ain't even doing anything. Because
I'm not going to be no slave labor for you. I really do believe in divvying up the domestic housework. Like, I don't know. I'm so scared to have a kid because it's like, I'm scared because I feel like, okay, what if somebody fakes does all this stuff, like helping me with bags and all this stuff? And then, like, the moment I'm pregnant and I'm like busting out the seams and they're asking me, like, are you gonna cook?
Like I always said, I'm gonna be so pissed. Hire someone to cook the meals.
Hire someone.
You cook the meal. If you feel like you're not a good cook, hire someone. You know what I'm saying?
Because I really will. Like, I will cater to, like, whoever I'm in love with, of course. It's like, if I love you, like, I will go on 10. Like, it doesn't feel like work either. I'm not going to lie. So, and I just don't like saying it because I feel like some people take advantage. And so, like, it's a lot of things I don't speak on when it comes to, like, people I don't know, like, unless you know me and like we're actively dating or like I'm really interested in you, you won't know shit else about me. Like, mm-hmm. outside of the, like, what's on Instagram or whatever. So,
not at all. And I meant to tell, did we say the Vinny story, what he said?
Oh, no, you didn't. You kind of was just like, lit. We are fucking lit right now. God, honestly, because
no, Benny, I posted on my close friends. I think I did. He talked about Disneyland.
You said he, okay, so this was what was cute about the story. So he was talking about how when he gets a wife or something one day.
He was saying, a girl was telling him, so it's him and a girl, they like each other, and then it's their friend. And she was saying, y'all need to go on a honeymoon.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
And
he was
like, we're not married, so we're not going on a honeymoon. And I said, but if you were, like, what honeymoon? Where would your honeymoon be at? And he was like, we'll go to Disneyland.
And then he said, but she likes Legos, so she probably wants to go to Legoland, so we'll go to Legoland. I'm like, that is so sweet.
And he was like, I would do it for her because she wants that to be done. He was like, so I would take her there.
If an 8-year-old can process that, there's no excuse for a freaking, honestly, any other any other age group. An 8-year-old
literally is teaching you some game is wild
as fuck. So yeah, question. So we're gonna jump into a different topic here. What is a deal breaker for you?
A deal breaker for me is I probably have a lot.
I have nothing thought out, Fran. I didn't know you was gonna ask.
No, but what I will say is not being independent. I feel like that's a good one. Like, ooh. So what I'm saying, let me elaborate. What I'm saying by being independent is when you as a man have to call on your parents for every little thing. That is a deal breaker for me. I just need you to handle it. I need some things I need to be handled. I'm not gonna, and I, you know what? My ex say this all the time. I don't know if you ever heard, was it Future? He said, I'm gonna make it harder for your next nigga. Mm-hmm. I feel like, I'm not gonna lie to y'all, my ex set the bar so fucking high.
Yeah.
A lot of men, I see a lot of things very much differently. And so does I'm not gonna lie, my uncles and my grandpa do set the bar high for me. You have to learn how to do basic things. Car stuff. Big refrigerator. It's just some things that I'm expecting of you. And it's okay if you don't know how to do those things, honey, because I'm not your type. I tell y'all this all the time. I don't care. I like a very masculine man. I like a provider. I like a man that know how to get some shit done, know how to fix some shit. That's me.
And don't y'all be in the comments trying to humble my girl.
Oh, you're not going to humble me. People I don't care.
We ain't doing that over here.
Baby, I don't care because the niggas that do and the niggas that will, guess what? They still, they know who they are.
No, really. They don't. Like them like, niggas don't be saying nothing.
Exactly. That's the thing that kills me.
They just be hitting you up.
That is the thing that kills me because the men that actually know how to do the stuff or don't care to be a provider, those are my type. And my type still like me. They're not over here sitting up here like, oh my gosh, she wants that. She wants all of that. And you ain't my type and it's okay.
Literally.
It's okay. But I just, that's what I like. So if you're not independent and you always calling on your parents for every little thing, baby, call on them and let me not know. And I'm not being judgmental, but I'm just saying it's just some things that I just kind of, I'm coming to you. Like, damn, I got a flat. You don't know how to put some air in the tire. Real.
I feel like the guy that I had like previously dated, he like set the bar for me for sure. I do always say this. Every person I've always ever dated, I've always gotten better with each relationship. Like I've never like gone backwards ever, ever, ever. Like, you know what I mean? I may learn to do some dumb shit, but I do not go backwards.
And I hope everybody is experiencing that. Please never go backwards.
The last guy I dated, he treated me really, really well. Like, I was like, I'd be so mad I'm talking about this man on the pod. Like, you know, it's no beef or nothing like that. But it's just like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
You know, at one point you'd be like, my man, and he not my man no more.
No, I feel
good. I want to bring it up.
Yeah. But there's so many men out there, though, I promise.
I don't even know if I want to get into it because Ty, what she touched on as her deal breaker is, I don't know if that was shared or what, but it's not even towards me.
What's
an ex.
What's your deal breaker?
What is mine? I feel like I don't.
If a nigga just came to you at a bar and that nigga said some crazy shit, you were like, you know what? I'm not.
I feel like I don't. I feel like I really don't tolerate too much, to be real. Like, I tolerate stuff, of course.
That's deal breakers. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I feel like it's not that. I'm very particular, I guess. So I'd be quick to write some shit off in my mind, like, you're done.
Yeah.
Like, nah, like how you were talking about how your nigga was getting twerked on or whatever. If I would have seen that, I would have laughed. I would have, like, of course, like, inside of, like, if I really had a lot of feelings for him. That's another thing too.
I did.
This sounds so bad. I sound so cold hearted if I had really had a lot of feelings for him. But like,
but it's true. Like, what the fuck?
I feel like it'd be shit that be happening. So if it tallies up, then I'm like, okay, this is third mark. That's it for me. Like,
I love that.
I'm good. Now like, so I'm gonna just casually.
Even in the talking stage. Here. Yeah, even in the talking stage. Another deal breaker is when you want to be accorded too much. Goodness gracious, boy. Like, oh my God.
What do you
God.
Mean be accorded too much? They want to be courted?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, goodness, my, can we go on a third date first? Goodness, you want flowers sent? Like, hold on. And that's the crazy thing. I don't mind according men, like, but it's at a certain point.
Yeah.
You have to show me that you're into me and I'm going to reciprocate the energy. No, but let me get there. Talk. Why are you talking about it?
Yeah. Don't ask me to do shit.
I just seen on a white podcast. It was these two black girls. They were talking cocktails. Shout out to cocktails. They were talking to two white women. And a lot of their advice was men were writing in. They were like, a girl's never done nothing for me on Valentine's Day. And the white women on that podcast, you know what they said? They said, what does that mean? She was like, what they mean they want something. It ain't about you.
Like the Reed said, it is. I doubt niggas is struggling to find a girl out here that is cooking meals. I doubt niggas is really having the same complications of like, dang, I can't even get a massage.
Easy.
Like, I doubt they're like, dang, I can't even get a girl to sit here and watch me play this game with me.
I'm trying to
cuddle with me.
Exactly.
Or suck my dick.
I'm trying to tell you, if you treat a girl right, if you treat your woman right, I promise you, you are going to reap the benefits. She's going to treat you 20 times better.
Yeah.
You just got to treat a woman right and it will all come. Y'all just want it so quick. It'd be like second date. You're still trying to get to know each other and you're upset with the girl. Just calm down. It's going to happen, but just treat her right and it will happen.
This is going to sound crazy. But this is what I always thought about, too, after the fact, not during while I'm doing it, because, of course, it's genuine. But if you really set the bar with a woman and she posted on social media and shit, other women see that shit, too.
Bro, you know what I used to say to my ex?
That is so true.
It's not cool to say.
You get more bitches, bruh.
Exactly.
You really do.
I used to listen. Me and my ex, we used to go back and forth. And I said, you want bitches? I said, all you got to do is post me.
Yeah.
I said, you want women to come and be in your DMs, all you have to do is, we were already broken up, but I was like, if you want, you know, because we're friends, and I was like, all you gotta do is post me. Bitches love seeing a man treat their girl good.
That is so
and they're gonna flock to you.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Because it shows a lot. It shows your character. I don't want you though, if you somebody else, man.
Yes. And it's crazy because some women, like with my ex, I'll never forget going to a house party. Like mm-hmm. It was like a little pregame or some shit. And I literally was right beside this man as other girls were in his face. They're like, oh, that's your girlfriend. And then he like literally would like show me, like we would leave the party or whatever. And his DMs, them bitches was in the DMs. Immediately after, I thought that was, I was so blown. I'm like,
have you seen the, what? Have you seen Paul, you know who Pauly D is? Okay, he was off of Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah, Pauly D. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And he has a black girlfriend. Woo, woo. And, A girl throws wine on her. Like, girl, she throws wine on her. Pauly said, hell no, fuck that. She grabbed the girlfriend grabs the wine bottle, and the girl that threw the wine on her goes into a room and traps herself in the room. Because, bitch, how you gonna throw some wine and then run?
Right.
Go in the room. Pauly said, hell no. Pauly bust down the fucking door and then stood back and let his girlfriend dump the whole bottle of wine on her. I like when my nigga, like, I want my nigga to beat a bitch up behind me. Listen, we don't condone violence. But no, I'm saying no.
Fucking hitting,
no,
bitch.
Listen, but what I'm trying to say is when you were at that party, that's disrespectful.
It is.
When you're at that party, I want you to write back to her and be like, didn't you fucking see me with her? I'm not saying as in put your hands on a girl at all. I'm not saying that at all. That's not what I'm saying. So let me back up. I'm not saying put your hands on that woman. Set that bitch straight.
I guess we have two different ways of approaching things. Because we literally laughed at it. I'm not going to lie. Like, every time we saw that girl, I just like thought that. It was, like, comical. Because it's, like, she was
it
really
is.
Trying
goof,
to. And the
don't.
Thing is, I guess, because how we operate and, like, we talk to each other. But, like, having guy friends and talking to them and seeing, like, how many women tried to get at them of, like, asking them, like, oh, when are you going to hit me up? When are you going to text me? When are we going to go out? Like, what you doing tonight? Like, and it's nothing wrong with shooting your shot. But, like... Yeah, that's what some bitches be on if they see you out with
like
your
that.
Man.
You need to say it straight. You need to say,
I didn't say a word, honestly, because I just
not
feel like...
Not you. It's not up to you. I don't believe in that. I don't believe that. I feel like if a nigga came up, if I'm out with my nigga and a nigga came up and disrespected him or in my DMs, one, I think you're disrespecting me because don't ever think that I'm going to cheat on my nigga with you. That's number fucking one. And two, I see you're being disrespectful, so now I got to be disrespectful with you. And I don't play that. So if that nigga seen a bitch and in his face seen it together and then you want to be on some key shit, I want you to set her straight in that message. Don't ever try this with me ever again. I'm working on that
because I feel like
don't play with me, bitch.
That's my own business.
But that's like somebody trying to play with you.
That's one of my
problems.
I learned my attachment style in therapy, and it's like avoidant or whatever. Mm-hmm. So like, I just confrontation shit. I just be like,
I don't like confrontation either. But that's
not that it's rude. It's not that it's exactly. You're right. I'm not saying you're wrong.
I know what you're saying.
But something wrong with my style of handling things. So I should be saying something. You know,
you
what
should
I mean?
Though
in
he
my
should.
Own way, of course.
Oh,
and
I
he should
what
too.
Saying, yeah,
but like. I'm working on it. So I feel like that's something that went wrong with like someone I was dating before. And it was like, he was upset because he felt like I didn't handle a situation well with the nigga that was trying to like, that really liked me a lot. And I wasn't like really putting him in his place. I was just, I did. I mean, I told him, I don't want to be with you. I'm talking to this other dude. And the other dude kept trying. So
I get what you're saying.
But I wasn't like stern enough. And that's like a boundary thing too. So
I just don't like that. I just think it's so disrespectful. It's like, especially though, that's like blatantly disrespectful. You see me out with him and then you message him and I'm looking at him because you need to set her straight. You need to nip this in the butt because she's disrespecting me.
Yeah, I don't think he replied. The thing was like they were in the same program together at school.
No, I feel that. But you need
crazy.
To reply. You need to reply.
I mean, we saw her and we just kept it moving.
Yeah, no. I feel it. But it's like, I don't play that. Like, especially me and... No. It's different if you don't know I got a nigga, but that's like you coming to me and talking shit about my best friend in my DMs.
Yeah.
And you think I'm not going to say something to you. I don't like confrontation either. I really don't, but I'm not going to let you sit up here and play in my face like that. No. Mm-mm. So, say if you and your partner got into a fight,
mm-hmm.
are you going to come to your friends about it? Or are you going to address it first with him?
If it's a serious fight, I feel like I'm really private, so I especially when it first starts off I talk to him about it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm if I feel like I'm kind of tripping on the situation, I'm probably gonna call my sister and be like, am I overthinking? Yeah. But if it's something that I know, like I don't feel comfortable with this, I don't feel good about it,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be like, no, we need to talk about it. And then after we talk about it and then we solve our problem, I am going to tell my friend just in case if my friend is going through the same thing. Yeah.
I'm going to run it by you.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to run it by you. I'm like, hey, I just went through this and then I want you to know. So like if you ever come up on this, this same situation, you'll know. But if it's something though, I'm like kind of on the fence about because I'm like, I could be kind of tripping.
If it's something
I'm
like questioning myself on, like in like where I'm at in my mental, like, am I wrong? Like, am I in the wrong for this? I'll hit you up.
Yeah,
you
know I'm not running by you. Really, just of really course. Quick, because I'm like, am I tripping or not? But if it keeps bothering me, I have to say something. I'm just not that type of person. I can't let it go
definitely.
On. All right, so you guys, we're going to jump into we are so excited. It's not even a new topic. We just have not had one. We're going to jump into our advice. Somebody
actually.
Oh my
God, our first advice.
I am so excited. I'm going to finish my shot for this one.
Let's go.
Y'all be saying
it
after
still
a while,
tastes really good. It's like
I'm
honey.
Not. I'm just really not a big. You guys, I'm just. I can't even get the shit out. I'm just a broken record player.
God damn it!
So we ask you guys every week. We may not ask on the pod, but we do ask below if you read the shit. We ask y'all to email us in the stories or advice. It could be a sex story. It could be whatever. And we are super excited because, I have a sex tale I wanted to tell. Anyway, we're going to get into it, but it's called Cherry. Right now, we don't know the name, but I'm just going to call it Cherry Tales. go with the theme, you feel me? And so our producer is going to read us the letter. Ooh, and then we're gonna get
what about out. Couch Tales?
Couch Tales.
That's cute, right? Ooh. Is that or like let's
let
like,
us know. If you know, y'all let have us names, know. Y'all let if y'all have names as well, what you think the advice should be called, comment them and then we'll name it that and we'll shout you out on the pod.
Right. Couch Tales.
Couch Tales. All right. I'm excited.
So this is we don't have the name, but I'll read it.
I want everything to be anonymous. Everything is anonymous, you guys. So whatever you send in, we would never read your name.
What are we going to name this person?
Anonymous?
Anonymous.
No, we got to have a name.
I think we should say a name. Let's name them.
Do we know if it's a guy or girl?
Is it a guy or a girl?
I don't know. Brendan has the thing. We don't even see it.
Let's get a gender neutral one.
And I want y'all to understand because we don't even read them. Okay, cool.
Alex.
So we're going to call this person Alex.
All right. Alex said, I just moved back to my hometown after almost 10 years and it was cool for 3 months, but now I don't even speak or see anybody here. I was really active with my family and friends at first, but I've ghosted them due to current past issues / trauma. Not all problems stem from them, but I feel like if I do share, it'll just lead to a woe is me conversation. I feel really bad because I was especially close to my mother as her only functional child, and I feel like I've taken that from her. At the same time, me being the functional child made me feel like when I did need help, no one gave a fuck or even care to notice. Mind you, I'm not extremely social as is, but I'd still answer a phone call, but not anymore. She started creeping on me, i.e. drive-bys, anonymous calls, and it's really frustrating. I don't know what to do or say. Advice.
His question. Mom?
That's or his girl? No, his mom.
His mom.
His mama. That's...
That's tough.
That's
tough.
That's some therapy shit.
That's tough.
We are not licensed.
Yeah, take this information with a grain of salt. And tell us if we fuck up your life or not and write us back. with that one, I think that like, see, that's the problem about moving back to hometowns. I feel like when you leave your hometown, nothing is the same. More people have moved. And especially if you did live in a, like a really shitty town, sometimes people are on drugs.
Yeah.
Like your old friends. And then your mom is probably just worried about you and she's checking up on you. I think that therapy is the way. I'm an advocate for therapy. Don't miss your appointments
big one,
like I do.
Big one.
But I feel like a talk needs to be had between the two of you. I think you are coping through avoidance. Like you're avoiding the problem.
What I say my attachment style was.
Yeah, you're avoiding it. And I think you should face it head on. And a conversation between you and her need to be had. And I think that you should probably move.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if no one's doing anything and you're not like seeing them, if you are not on the same thing, I would move. Maybe even like I seen like some girls talk about like joining clubs or whatever. You can join like Facebook groups, or I would say get a hobby and like meet people. You know what I'm saying? Get a hobby, maybe meet some people. But with the relationship with your mom, I have a son, so I have a child. So if my son cut me off, I'm just saying from my perspective, if God, I would hate that. But I'm like, I'm about to cry. That makes me sad. But it's like, if I had a child that cut me off and I'm driving by their house, I'm just checking on the well-being of my child. Yeah. That's all. If you cut me off, if Benjamin, God forbid, if he ever cut me off, I'm just probably doing a drive-by at your house to just check on you, to be honest. And honestly, it's the only the only time that I just know you're safe.
I will say, I feel like from my perspective, my advice would be, first, it's not easy to always approach because we don't know what happened before. So one that helped me for sure was like eye-opener for me. My therapist made me take an attachment style test, and you can Google it and like figure out, like you fill out this long survey and it like talks about how you were loved in the past, how you like to be loved, and like kind of how you move. And it'll tell you your attachment style. And then once you read up on that, it'll tell you a lot about yourself. And then it also breaks down like where some of those issues stem from. So once you have an understanding of that, whenever you're comfortable, I would say take your time. There's no rush to talk to your mother. You know what I'm saying? This is somebody who will always be your mom. Not saying life is short though, but I would say just kind of maneuver within your comfort to maybe pick up the phone. Have a small conversation and let her know this is a small conversation. This ain't gonna be long. You know what I'm saying? I don't have much to say. I have seen you creeping by. I'm kind of going through this right now. This is my stage. And also remember that, and this is also speaking for myself, that there's new chapters to life. There's no like thing of like, don't, I feel like people will be worried so much about like, oh, I need to get back to the old me. I need to get back to what I was doing before it. Don't worry about that. Don't pressure yourself on that, because you're holding yourself to a standard of where you were in a previous life. How many ever years ago before you moved? There's no telling what happened after you moved and what you went through after that. But like, realize where you are now, check in with yourself, and like, just act like, maneuver through your new life accordingly. You know what I mean? Each year, every freaking other month we change, you know, and I know I change every couple weeks. Like, I've grown so much more. So like, check in with yourself, see where you're at, and like, do it one small thing at a time. Don't let it be a heavy weight, and slowly try to start explaining your feelings and yourself to that, like your mom. Like, and just go from there. And if you can do therapy, or if you need help and resources, reach out to me personally. I will send links, whatever. Also, we'll be down to help fund anything too. So I'm really, really big on that. Yeah, I feel like that would be my advice.
Yeah.
And like Ty even said, get a new hobby, anything. Like, and I feel like hobby just sounds so like, hobby. I'm not going to do arts and crafts. I don't like this and that. Okay, fuck it. Like, I don't know. Like, find a Twitter page that posts fucking kittens, and you start posting kittens too.
I feel like, yeah, because I will say one thing about my gym, what I see, because I go to an older gym. I have like a more expensive membership in our city with my gym. And like I said, it does a bunch of different classes. It does like Zumba. It does Pilates. It does yoga. I don't know what the fuck they got going on. Pickleball, all of that. I feel like joining something of that nature. Yeah. Will really help That's you true. Try to find yourself and figure out what you like. I just really don't think it's healthy being in
depression, because depression really is telling you like, I don't need to do this. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, bitch, stay on your phone and scroll. You got to tell your mind, like, you got to reroute your brain chemistry to be like, let's not do this today.
Yeah.
I'm going to get up. I'm going to go outside and walk. Like, even if you walk around the neighborhood, one lap, two laps, you know what I'm saying? Just like, find a new thing to pour yourself into. And everything else will slowly align. Because the gym does help too. Like, any type of physical activity.
It's going to, it releases dopamine. It's hard to see
when you're, especially in a gray area, and then especially a serious connection like that with like your parent figure. It's not fucking easy just to jump back into that. So just try something small, one step at a time. Because I know, at least for me personally, when I have a, like, it weighs on me when I feel like I have all this shit to do when I'm not getting shit done, but I keep being depressed because I don't get to do all this shit I need to do. But like, just one step at a time. Just make a checklist. And even if it's three things, like to get up and walk, or to go take a 10-minute breathing session to yourself, or like yoga. Shout out to Yoga with Adrienne. That's how I got on yoga on YouTube. You can sit in front of the TV even before you even leave your house. You know what I mean?
Yoga this morning. I did a yoga stretch. Or tune in every...
That would be my advice.
Every Tuesday. We are definitely here if you have any more advice. Little steps.
I think for him, I think I got three things for Alex. You know, one, people say, and this might sound, it's hard for me to verbalize these things and sound soft when I say it, because it's just, I'm straightforward. But the phrase touch grass, like, people use it way too wrong, because it's really valuable. Like, go outside of your house with your feet off, with your shoes off. It's literal. It's a literal phrase. It's just been something that's used. Go out there with your shoes off, no socks or anything. Go in your yard and, you know, put your hand in the dirt, start a garden. It's going to be springtime. Plant some plants. Get outside in the sun. The sun rehabilitates you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's actually true.
And you know something I do? When I see a plant out that I like, okay, you know, I don't steal, I borrow. Okay. I cut that plant off. I went to a hotel one time. I saw this bomb plant that I've been wanting, and it's expensive as shit. I cut it. I got some scissors. I asked the front desk for some scissors. I cut a snippet of that damn tree off, and I took it home and I put it in some water. Yeah. Okay, look it up on YouTube. It will grow roots and you can pot that bitch.
What was your second thing?
Oh, sorry.
Well, I mean, you can steal plants from the hotel. That'll work. But it's the second thing out of three is probably you got to, and this is what I was talking about. I can come off since a little insensitive sounding, but it's what I mean, you know. So you got to think to yourself, and you got to balance it in your head. What hurts more would be between one, the regret of losing that person and never finding reconciliation with them, or this pain that you're feeling right now of not talking to them. So that's a personal decision that you got to come to with yourself.
It's very true.
They said something about, but they did say something about their siblings.
Did they mention siblings?
Oh. Yeah, they did. Yeah. I have like my god sister. I mean, I do have siblings. Let me not say that, for they'd be like, what the fuck, bitch? But I think not, I don't know. That part you should, that makes even more of a sense if all your siblings are off on the loose end, that makes more where you should be able to talk to your mom. But I understand that could be overwhelming. If your mom keeps talking to you about those siblings and you're going through a struggle, that is kind of overwhelming, to be honest. Like, because it said something of the only normal sibling and my mom or something is confiding into me and now it's getting overwhelming.
Oh, okay. And I think you should put up a boundary and let them know, like, hey, and I had to do this with a friend, a really close friend of mine that I love dearly. This is like my best friend, one of my best friends. And it's just like, hey, I'm not in a space to where I can handle all this right now. Like, can we change the subject? Or like, you know, I'm worried about that too, but I'm overwhelmed myself. Like, cause some people don't know. I feel like I'm a person too. Like, for example, I can get lit as shit and a lot of people won't know. Or a lot of people won't know that I'm like depressed or sad because I'm like very high functional still. And I just don't say much. So I don't know if you're the same way, but if you are, you have to start literally communicating that. Like, I'm not in this space right now to like hear this. Can we like not do this?
Can you
like,
call and check on my well-being? Yes. I don't want to talk about my siblings, but can you let me know how I'm
really
doing?
It really is. Yeah. It sounds easier than said than done, even if you're not used to it, but you just got to start practicing it. You got to let people know.
I think people got to get a better relationship with responsibility too. You know, a lot of people look at responsibility like it's a burden, but it's really a privilege to have that responsibility. That's the way I look at it.
I like you the
know,
way
but
you
that's
did, yeah.
a, you know, being an older sibling and stuff, having that responsibility and being able to be relied on is a privilege. Not everybody, and that's, if you can handle it, I mean, it's sort of your duty to do it because who's to say your kids can do it or who's to say your other siblings can do it? So it's on you.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, that's it. And we did want to say, speaking of fresh things, you see this fresh thing of flowers we have. So
they're like fuchsia. They're real bright.
They're so beautiful. And I don't know if y'all have noticed, but we have flowers every single episode. And it does bring, we love flowers because it's new every time. It's like fresh. It just has so much meaning to me and Ashley both. We really love having them on there. So if you know any
local florists in the Nashville, Clarksville area.
I don't even know. First I'll say, bitch, did you say florists? I didn't know if I said it or not. That's how lit I am. If y'all have any in the Nashville or Clarksville area, you know any, can you please tag some? Because we love supporting small businesses.
Yeah.
And we would love to pick up some. From them as well.
Yeah, we fuck with Kroger's and Publix and not TJ Maxx. What the fuck? Trader Joe's.
See, we're fucked.
But
we're fucked up.
We would love some like really specialized bouquets for our little pot.
So,
get at us. Thank you guys so much for watching us. Please remember to like, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff, engage. And also leave us a review. Even if you're listening to just the audio version, leave us a review, whatever audio platform you listen on to.
Please, yes. And we are on all platforms.
I know. Somebody asked me, like, where can I listen to it at? I don't know. You'll see them motherfucking links in my damn
story. The link. So if you follow us on Instagram, because that's how you probably found us. But if you follow us on Instagram, literally when we post the short clips, it's that link. You just click on it.
It's the link in the bio. Okay.
In the link in the bio.
We break it down. There's a YouTube that's really big. There's the, what are we on? Spotify, Apple.
Yes.
I don't know. The other
Everything.
One's Google.
Oh, I forgot. My bad. The Mother's Day giveaway.
Oh, shit. Yes, Mother's Day.
We have a Mother's Day giveaway. It's so important to enter into the contest.
We're going to make a post.
Fuck. We will start making a post. By the time y'all see this,
the mini commercial. Shout out to the mothers. Bitch, I'm not a mother, but my brand is.
Bitch, okay. I'm a mother. Okay.
We want to treat you to a special day at a spa. So please comment below and, I don't know, tell us, like, being a mother, a little story, a little kiki, or comment emoji and also tag a friend. And make sure you're following this page
to
enter the content.
You have to post it on your story. You have to post us on your story. Make sure you comment. You need to be following it.
Yeah, just follow us on Instagram, comment below, and tag a friend to enter the contest. And we'll be doing a giveaway pretty soon. So look out for that.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.